Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes and happy holidays, everybody. Hugh, I don't think you have to have a special occasion to pop a bottle of sparkling wine, but this week is just loaded with special occasions. So we better give the people a little bit of advice about what they could be shopping for.
Well, no holiday wine season is complete without some sparkling wine. And I'm a believer, and I think you actually taught me this, Alan. I'm a believer that you want to own both inexpensive sparklers for big parties where the focus is on being social and running around and talking, and then a nicer bottle or two to enjoy for when the circumstances are more intimate and probably involve food. So here are three suggestions that I think fill the bill. From Italy, there is a producer called Bassano, and this is their Bassano Brut Blanc de Blanc non-vintage. So this is produced by the Charmat bulk method. So the wine is going to be less expensive to produce. This is an 11.5% sparkler, and it's just carefree and fun. The juice is nice. It's a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Bianco, and Trebbiano. And the flavors and the aromas are fruity and fresh. It's just sort of off dry. It's with persistent bubbles. And at $10.99, this is a great fun sparkler to enjoy with very little hesitation.
Hugh, is this a Prosecco or is it something else?
No, it's just labeled Bassano Brut.
Okay, there you go.
Prosecco would be a...
It would say so.
Yes, it would be a particular release. So anyway, more serious, but still quite a bargain. This is from a producer called Avigno, and this is their Avigno Reserva Brut Cava 2018, and this is from Spain. It's produced by the traditional method Champenoise, which is fairly labor-intensive, which is why sparkling wines tend to be on the more expensive side. And the wine is a 12% ABV blend of Macabio Jarello and Parallada grapes.
Close enough.
Anyway, but this is kind of the classic, pretty typical cava blend. The wine is really cool. It's refined and elegant with pear and peach aromas, a fine sparkling mousse, which is the way the bubbles hit your palate, and a lingering toasty notes. At $17.99, the wine is a great value. It's more than serious enough to hold your attention and inexpensive enough to share generously with friends. I think it just fits a beautiful sweet spot right. And then nothing really beats the real thing when it comes to sparklers. And Champagne Haton, H-A-T-O-N, we'll put this on the website. Their non-vintage Brut Classical shows really well. It's a blend of 60% Pinot Meunier and 40% Pinot Noir. So it's a little bit sort of outside the normal Pinot Noir Chardonnay thing. And the color, while being pale gold, still has a very subtle pink blush, which sort of goes back to where the grapes that are in it. It's fruity with aromas of stone fruit and citrus, and very long toasty notes, dry and elegant. This wine is superbly balanced, has a very fine bubble mousse and a long crisp finish. And at $44.99, this is actually, again, a very good value for real champagne. I would certainly welcome seeing this in my stock. Anyway, I know I'm completely shameless.
You are. New Year, Hugh. Let's pop a few.
Thank you very much, folks. Happy holidays all, and stay safe.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.